This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros. Give them a step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I was supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I played his kid, but then it changed. That's
you got it locked and loaded to be Friday. September 26th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Friday weekend edition of Talking Heads. And it is an open line Friday. It is a weekend review Friday. So you definitely want to chime in. Obviously, you know, we got lots to talk about. And if you want to chime in and be part of the conversation, here's how.
Can become a Talking Head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR9. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's Guardian Talk Radio. .com. All right. We are into the Friday edition of Talking Heads. 4 o'clock hour, 4:12 p.m. is the time. And like I told you, we got lots to talk about. And a big part of the conversation are going to be the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matters since 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fines. Let's jump right on in. Expect reversal of jobs blip. Minister of Economic Affairs Michael Alkita said Thursday he was surprised that unemployment in the Bahamas was recorded to 10.8% in January, an outcome the government owns, but expects that the rate of joblessness or unemployment in the subsequent quarters of this year will show a reversal of the blip seen in the first quarter. I think we can expect a reduction because I think from January to now, we've seen some activity. For example, you've seen in Grand Bahama, Celebration Key open. So we think that will be the net plus, and you will see in some time other things going on. So expect to see a reduction. Alkita said in an interview with the Nassau Guardian. But what if we don't see the said reduction? What if we see an increase? What are other stopgap measures to make it go down, Mr. Alkita? You're banking on Celebration Key? And I hear they got a high employee turnover rate at Celebration Key? Interesting. Bahamas Grid announces new hires, including former BPL workers, for 14 years. A judge on Thursday sentenced a man who held up an MP and his wife to 14 years imprisonment. Branville Hannah, 25, did not show any reaction when Justice Neil Brathwaite handed down the sentence. However, Hannah's lawyer, Marianne Cadet, asked the judge to make an order for Hannah to keep his dreadlocks because of his Rastafarian faith. However, Brathwaite said he did not have the authority to do so. On August 13, 2021, Reuben Ramming, who is the Free National Movement Member of Parliament for Pinewood, pulled up to his home in Round Cross States after attending a constituency meeting. Two gunmen ordered him out of his car and forced him to lay on the ground, and he was robbed of a watch, cell phone, and $300. Ramling's wife, Natasha, pulled up a short time later. The robbers held her at gunpoint and forced her onto the ground. She was robbed of her phone, wallet, and $185 and other personal belongings. What else we got going on in the headline? DPP stops 1.4 million theft trial of key police corruption case witness. I read this article, I thought this was very interesting. The country's top prosecutor has stopped the trial of the remaining suspect in the 2023 1.475 million theft case. The suspect, former ICS guard Akil Holmes, is expected to be the prosecution's star witness in a corruption case that stemmed from the release of purported recordings of phone calls between the alleged mastermind of the theft, Michael Fox Jr., his lawyer, Bjorn Ferguson, and then CID chief Michael Johnson. And if you've been following this case, you know a lot of the proponents in this case are no longer with us. Very interesting to see this. Very interesting. Obviously, when you have interviewed by the director of prosecution, Scott L. Fraser, who issued a nulli prosecui. Speaking of nulli prosecui, how many times have we seen a nulli prosecui under this administration? Didn't Mr. Fitzgerald have a controversial nulli prosecui with signing something on behalf of another member of parliament? And then didn't we have another nulli prosecui with Mr. Gray involved? Allegedly, yes. You got to look back. This seems like this the nulli prosecui administration. Caller, I see. I'll get to you in a second. What else we got? PM makes case for climate justice in New York. Crisis Center hosts forum for girls. And finally, Alkitis denies salary delay. Minister of Economic Affairs Michael Alkitis yesterday denied claims that salary increases for public servants were delayed, explaining that the government underwent an extensive salary review to ensure accuracy. No, it's not a delay, Alkitis said. We did a very comprehensive review. It's a very comprehensive and detailed process in order that we make sure we covered everybody and we have all of the information accurate. We're dealing with thousands upon thousands of public servants. It's a very detailed operation. And it's been indicated the payment will be retroactive to September 1, paid in December. But that's not what they were told initially, Mr. Alkitis. Don't try to smooth it out now. You've got a lot of disgruntled workers out there. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
What's happening, Nolly?
What's happening?
Well, I want to talk with the Nolly, but I'm scared about them.
The Nolly prosecutor?
Yeah, that's what, you know.
I just say this must be about the third Nolly prosecutor I've seen over my lifetime from this PLP government, past and present. They like up a Nolly prosecutor.
No, but this one is probably valid. Okay? Because it's turning inside now. It's going in a particular and peculiar direction.
Very peculiar.
Yes. Anyway, I want to talk about the 4% Obama.
Go right ahead.
You have a Chinese-owned hotel, right? In the Bahamas.
Okay.
And majority of tourists come from Europe. And America.
Correct. And Canada. But yeah, okay. North America and Europe.
Okay. Now they probably have more coming from Canada. But I'm thinking it's going to get worse before it gets better.
I think so too, considering that 86% of our tourism market is controlled by the cruise
industry. Well, I'm not too concerned about the cruise ship. I am talking about Hama.
Well, you got to be concerned about the cruise ship when we don't have enough heads and beds and flights and so on and so forth.
Let's separate this thing, buddy. Cruise ships and heads and beds ain't the same thing.
No, but obviously, if you have cruise passengers and we're focusing on the cruise market, that's where the emphasis of our promotion is going. And we're not promoting heads and beds, which we need desperately.
No, but the cruise ship thing, its emphasis is on numbers. Okay?
Emphasis on numbers. It's pretty to say we had 8 million people stop over. How much money did the 8 million people
spend? It sounds good.
Far less than what they do for heads and beds and overnight stays.
Anyway, it sounds good, right?
But we remain the lowest spend in the region when it comes to tourism passengers.
No, see,
that's the fact. It's not no, see, we are the lowest spend.
No, we should be more concerned about what our tours are spending. On the cruise ship, half of them don't even come on the cruise port.
That's my point.
Okay, so
when they control 86 tickets, what do you expect them to spend? They're not going to spend. We're not going to make like as if we had heads in beds.
But see, what it's also connected to our jobless rate. Okay, you know, especially on those keys and stuff.
Correct, and we're not even collecting $3 a head for the foreign and nationals that are doing jobs Bahamians can do on those keys.
Hey, no. And half of them cannot cook Bahamian food.
And half of them can't speak English either.
And that adds insult to injury. Okay? Now, all this business happening in this country, right? I mean, like, folks moving, things are working, but it seems as if
I don't know if things moving or this is an election ramp up. Some people might see it like that.
It's busy, east, west, north, and south. But I think the problem is here is that.
But Carla, when you say it's busy, I mean there's a lot of pie in the sky. There's a lot of talk, but I mean not a lot of rubber meeting the road. We still got workers crying to be paid. We still got horrible conditions at the hospital.
All the crying is coming from government. All the crying is coming from government agencies, okay? Not private agencies. Okay, it's government who has the problem.
But hold on, you can't say if things are moving then. If you got people crying for their money, everything ain't moving. Maybe the private sector moving. Maybe that's booming.
Okay. You have persons in this country, right, who work. And they have, it's two categories of persons. There are those who work, and because of the nature of their job, they make enough money to pay themselves and pay their employer. Okay? Now, on the other end, you have those who are employed by government. 20 folks riding around in red plates who can't give you an adequate job description of exactly it is what they do. And every year, our government has to borrow money to pay for government salaries. Okay? Now,
but wouldn't the smart and feasible thing to do is cut some of the fat in these gluttoned out government ministries that a lot of people have been given jobs for one reason or another? And if you have individuals that can't give a proper job description, cut some of that fat. Wouldn't that help me and you in the long run?
Naughty. As long as politicians exist in this country,
you gotta have gussy made government agencies.
Okay? Telling happen, buddy.
Yeah, because that's an easy...
Hey, hopefully our people could get on the ground and start to make use of all this potential. Okay, because, you know, we can create the jobs we need.
If the job market is kind of like at an impasse, I think Bahamians need to look at becoming more entrepreneurial. Take advantage of some of these things that, grants and loans the government is offering and get into your own business.
See, you have an idea and you bring it to anybody in government. If you ain't moving fast enough, you're going...
Idea gone.
Okay.
Well, then you got to take the precautions to get your idea there, keep your idea, and try to get into becoming an entrepreneur.
Hey, because if government has created employment, it pays itself first. Okay? Now, the idea is that your idea is so great and it's making a whole bunch of money, and the government has to catch up with you. okay? Stateside stuff, you know. You know, they have to create laws to deal with you because you're so prosperous. That is what we need to have here.
Now, okay, that's a whole different show for another day right there, caller.
I know.
But good stuff. I got to get to some other calls, but I appreciate you calling. Great points as always, man. Talking heads. Let's get to the other callers. Talking heads.
Yes, Dottie, how you doing?
What's going on, C. Allen?
Yeah, let me just, I just want to speak on that, on the government, on the government workers, right? Because we often refer to the 20,000 government workers, but do you know within the government, within the civil service, they have temporary workers, they have contract workers, they have casual workers, they got 52 workers, program workers, they have unclassified workers. Then you have the P&P that we always refer to as the 20,000. Well, an analysis from 2009 or 10 showed that the government at that time had almost 20,000 workers. But it says that based on the technology available in 2009, the government could be run with 75. So the problem is not that the government is the largest employer in the country, which is almost like an oxymoron, because the government does nothing productive in its truest sense. It provides service. And so what you're doing then is you are creating a Ponzi scheme for which you tax people to pay them, so you could tax more people to pay them, to tax more people. And this is why the tax has been growing, because the economy has not grown with it. The problem is that we have to create an environment, and we now where the skill set has been started. In fact, I see in government started a number of skill set over the last decade, and they already started this new DigiLearn thing that they just announced that we're going to spend $20 million for. And I guarantee you, I got $1,000 reward if someone can bring me the DigiLearn plan. I'm not talking about the strategy or thing. The plan that tells me when, where, how many people, key performance indicators, all these different things. They also have to bring me a survey showing the lack of skill set for which they're going to train people for. And this is what we do. We get very busy doing things that has very little impact. So when we begin to talk about conversations concerning the knowledge base of the, right? What is it? What is the skill set that we're missing to engage the knowledge base economy? What is the skill set that we're missing to start and maintain the data economy? What is the real missing skill set we need to jumpstart this green economy? What about the orange economy and the creative economy, though they overlap each other, are not necessarily the same thing? So when you begin to look at these 30 different economic models that's been expressed as being capable in the last 10 years, each one of those have thousands of different job definitions in it. So you have to ask yourself, why haven't we identified 500 skills in the digital economy, 500 skills in the conceptual economy, 500 skills in the aquamarine economy, 500 skills in the data economy, 500 skills in the green economy? And each one of these skills could hold different people. But if you just go across the 30, you would have created 15,000 jobs that start at our, what they call it, a livable wage economy. And each one of these economy, they have multiple. So what if you put three in each of those different jobs positions? So the problem is not a lack of opportunity. The problem is that you could sit and imagine winning the lottery all you want. But if you never buy a ticket, you will never win. And that's what we've been doing. We've been dreaming, diversifying the economy, growing the economy. But we never buy the ticket. And so that's our problem. What we need is leadership that understands these new concepts that we talk about, smart home, smart business, smart communities, smart city, smart island, and a smart country. We need people that understand this. Leadership don't have to be able to do it themselves, you know, because Bill Gates and Michael Dell and Tulsa, you remember, I don't know if you saw an interview with Tulsa, I sent it to you. Do you know he went into the factory about 2 months ago, and he said there, live TV, said, my God, I didn't know all these parts go into a car. He was standing there. So you don't know how to do it. You need to have people to be smart enough to have people around you to know how to have these things accomplished. But there is an opportunity for us. Just in ending, I'm saying, January 1st start the second 25 years of the 21st century, and we must put these thousands of young people to work. Let's choose leadership that is smart enough to get people around them that can do these things. Thank you so much.
Good stuff, C. Allen. Appreciate your contributions as always. 4:30 p.m. is the time. We're going to take our first break. Quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Lines will be open. We got lots to talk about, so keep it right where you got it. The Friday, September 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back. That's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark now, Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share.
You know that one sandwich that's lived in your head rent-free? It's back. The crispy barbecue bacon sandwich craving is real, and it's making everything crunch. KFC's bringing all the flavor you love with barbecue sauce, crispy onions, cheddar, bacon, and a juicy extra large filet, all on a buttery toasted brioche bun. It's mouth-watering. It's made to crunch. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors, Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, it's life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We got guys and brothers that are two distant strangers, and that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is.
Running right, you got stupid disobedience, you know.
That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. Oh, come on, come on, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see
no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to races. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, I'm tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't right to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother than you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling back to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey. Well, that's
on
the way
Friday,
it is.
September 26th edition of Talking At You, Bueno, Eddie and Company, right up until 6 p.m. 4:35 p.m. is the time. Time to get into the buzz by John Shoes. Lines are open. Text lines are open. You know, what's bugging you? What's in your craw? What's got your goat? A lot of people talking about a lot of things. Obviously, we still got workers still, you know, disgruntled. You know, I don't understand. If you say you're going to pay me in September and then come back and say you can pay me in December, you're going to get some questions. You're going to get some backlash. That's not what was said. That was not what we were agreed upon. So to try to change up the talks or, you know, spin it, you know, no. September is September. December is December. So I need to know your take on that. Still getting a ton of complaints from the Family Islands. Complaints from Eleuthera Garden Power and Water. The Rand Memorial is deplorable. The mountains of garbage behind the Rand Memorial is ridiculous. Similar mountains of garbage behind the PMH. So at least there's consistency going on. But what kind of consistency? Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Mystery?
Everything good. Yeah, man. And if you owe the people and if you promise the people that you're going to pay them, and what hurt me and what I've been listening to, the fellow on the next talk show, he criticizing the people for wanting their money, not the government. He criticizing the people. He come on hot and angry, criticizing people, not only for wanting their money, but for being represented by a union.
But my whole thing about it is, if you have a date that's set, and that date passes, and for one reason or another you fail to deliver, there's going to be questions, Mystery. There's going to be backlash.
That's right. So, but what why get down on the people, though? Saying the people looking for handouts, the people asking for this, the people asking for that. Why?
No, I don't consider what you work for, if it's back pay, a handout. I think it's money owed, and you need to give me what you owe me.
Well, that's what the fellow on the next talk show been criticizing the people. He have his sword pointed in the wrong direction. That's all I'm saying, you know?
You know,
and,
I mean...
And then the other fellow came on criticizing Ms. Wilson. Criticizing Ms. Wilson for being a representative of the people. I don't know where we live, my friend, but this is dangerous. Thank you, Naughty. I'll call you back during the sports hour.
No problem, my Mystery. Good stuff. Good points, as always. A couple of points I want to make when I get into the buzz, and you all feel free to chime in, but there was a couple of things, and I should have mentioned it at the top of the show, but I do want to get it in now. A couple of things going on. I do want to send condolences out again to the family of Clifford Riley, a.k.a. Big Bra. Still cannot wrap my head around saying that we lost Cliff. I have known Cliff for years, well over 30 years. In all of his carnations, whether it was the hotel industry, whether it was the club scene, whether it was him, you know, in the hospitality industry, driving his cabs and his vans, performing with Black Juice, then Soldiers of the Earth, to making the transition over into gospel and doing big things, was very, very, very proud of Cliff in all his carnations. Always a hard worker, always had positive energy, always had encouragement. Whenever he'd see me, it was a positive word. We'd always shoot the breeze, and we'd always end up talking about the Lakers at some point. So I am very sad to know. I've been sad. It's bothered me a lot. Talked about it briefly before, but my thoughts and my prayers go out, and MJ and the boys, we send our thoughts and prayers out to his family, his friends, and everybody who knew Big Bra. And I think the good thing about it is, whenever you think about Big Bra, you're always going to smile. There's always a positive memory to remember. So, you know, that's how I'm going to keep it. Think back at all the positive memories that we shared over the years and what a good guy he really was. And then on another note, thoughts and prayers go out to the Ironer family on the passing of Mr. Keith Ironer, a legend in the community. Big time, everybody knows Keith's Chicken. So my thoughts and prayers go out to the Ironer family. You know, I know that family for years without fear. So, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to you guys as well. All right, just wanted to get that out of the way and make mention of that. In addition to that, like I said, there's still a lot to talk about. You still got your disgruntled workers, like the caller mentioned. Everywhere I go, people make a mention of that. Naughty, Monty, what you think about the workers? Another thing that I'm hearing about from the family islands, like I was getting into it before we had the caller come in, getting reports throughout the family island that the mounds of garbage behind the Round Memorial are ridiculous. Mounds of garbage behind the PMH are ridiculous as well. And then we're still getting complaints from Abaco. Barge is still on the reef, and there's still debris floating to the bottom of that reef from the barge because it's wrong. You got another barge floating that I think they tried to rectify and remove fuel, but it's still adrift. And you still got issues with the remainder of the shantytown debris that's now become a full-grown dump in Abaco. And no reports on dealing with that. And I'm getting some reports as well from Eleuthera and Exuma. I'm surprised again, some complaints on Exuma. I thought that was the DPM's constituency. I thought everything was beautiful over there. And of course, reports out of Bimini as well, too. And we got to keep an eye on what's going on with Resorts World up there with the displaced workers. And what's going to be in the long run for them. What are we going to do with that property? Because it seems like that Resorts World is no longer checking for Bimini. Got to look at all of that. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. All right, hit us back, Walla. Hit us back. But like I said, there seems to be a lot of complaints in the 242 with something. And when you look across the board, people are disgruntled. And that makes for a society that becomes as a whole disgruntled. Very somber. And especially when people want their money, or people want opportunities to have jobs. You know, a lot of people are always telling me, listen, Naughty, I feel displaced in my own country. I see foreigners doing jobs that I can do. Okay? Naughty, good afternoon. What happened with the new hospital that was supposed to be built in Freeport? Good question. Good question. Very good question. Here's another text. Naughty, what's the latest for Grand Bahama? What is the latest for Grand Bahama? Dead in the water. We still don't know what the deal is with the hotel. Still don't know what the deal is with the airport. Still don't know where the 200 or 400 million, you know, drawn down on went to. We got a lot of questions. And no answers. That's all I can say about Grand Bahama. No answers. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Yeah, good hello. Afternoon.
Hello, hello.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, I know you could hear. Yeah, listen, man. I talked to your first caller. You know, first caller, he was talking about the Nolly prosecution and all that, right? So, I mean, correct. I see why he's afraid. I heard it during the news this morning, the heist by the airport.
Correct. And 52, you and I have been around a long time.
But he shouldn't be scared to talk after everybody disappearing. But what I want to touch on is you said garbage proliferating around the Iran Memorial and the Princess Margaret, right? It's not only right. Garbage, it's generations of rodents, man. You know what I mean? And so I run the 66 steps regular, right? And, you know, when you see them, that's how they proliferate, and you can see that nobody cares. You can see that nobody cares, right? And so to allow that, and you call yourself the minister, we have a ministry of health. You understand what I'm saying, Naughty? I don't know what to say. I mean, why is it that we wait until something becomes a problem? The rats are having fun. Yeah, I watch them. They have fun,
but if you talk to the minister,
when we look at Goodman's Bay, it's Badman's Bay now. I mean, it's inglorious. Everything, the state of affairs. I saw the park. You know the park that they call Retirement Park?
Yes.
Yeah. Just south of the bridge. The old bridge. Somebody needs to take a picture of that. And then the adjacent property that's south of that, in which the trees are growing up. So anybody who's on that junction in the nighttime should really watch it, because anyone can pop out of there. And this is just indicative of what's going on. But I got a little joke for you. All of these things is relating to the government paying thing. And he's talking about the government paying the overbloated civil service, et cetera, et cetera. But in we have a surplus. In we have a surplus, Nani.
Man, that's what they tell me, man. But I can't see it.
And so Garth, in his wrath, right? And I'm with Garth on this. And so me personally, I see a lot of civil servants work hard. You know, I could vouch for Inland Revenue, the hospital. Why don't we take some of this wasted money and instead of the government weaponizing the treasury for political longevity, right? Maybe they could pay the teachers and pay the doctors and pay the nurses and get rid of some of these curses. And it's sickening for me. You know, your first caller really reminded me that politicians have destroyed this country. You know that, right? Naughty, come on, man. Listen to me, man. Not all. But politicians, and politics, I should say, politics has destroyed this country. That's my view. That's my outlook. I ain't asking no one to agree with me. Politics, bureaucracy, hypocrisy. Hey, man, most people are not intelligent enough to know that democracy really is a farce and is really designed to bring in a new world order. So I leave people just to wallow. And, you know, our passivity as a people, until we start to really, really look at what we have to do as a people, we will stay getting stepped on and asked upon until we gather and stop the political fanaticism and affiliation. And some people will vouch for their party. If the PLB says black, if they say black is white and white is black, they would agree. And that's called a revolution of the mind. But we need a revolution of the mind. But I'm going to give up and I'm going to live up. But I tell you the truth, this place, there's a lot of things that we're not even being told, you know. I mean, Naughty, I don't know. Despair, disillusion, everything, dissatisfaction, everything with the, I mean, like, it's sickening, man. I saw Lionel already left, but I was probably trying to get Lionel to enlighten me, because I was frightened when you talked about your voice call. That's why I like the guy. He was saying, you know, Naughty, isn't you going to be borrowing money to pay salaries?
That's what I'm hearing.
No, I'm just saying, if somebody is borrowing money,
still not
somebody
getting
borrowing money to pay salaries. You're kind of breaking up. I can't hear you too well, but I'll say this one before I leave, right? I mean, like,
we borrowing everywhere, so we don't know what we borrowing for. If to pay salaries, to fix roads, to do whatever. But we borrowing. That's one thing we doing for sure. And when we ain't borrowing, we taxing. That's the way it is. And you know, taxation ain't the solution. But anyway, that's a different story for another day. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be back to wrap up the first hour here on the Friday, September 26th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Oh, yeah.
Hear me.
Yeah. Oh,
come on. Oh, come on.
That's just
funny. We a big deal when we touch ground. Yeah, I can see what we're pulling up. Anything for the taste, what we love. Barbecue, spicy and original, flavorful, crispy, irresistible. Three piece with a fries and a Pepsi. Bro, get your one big deal, stop stress me. All on me, the pan, the toilet, no left feet.
Anything for the taste of a juicy, crunchy, irresistible KFC big deal. Three pieces of delicious chicken, fries and Pepsi. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John Lee and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
How often should you change your oil in your car? Every 3,000 miles or 3 months? Definitely by the time the light come on. A car needs oil just like we all need water. Let Muffler World change your oil and oil filters to help you keep your ride on the road. Regular oil changes will save your car's engine. Stop by Muffler World on Mackey Street or Robinson Road to have your car's oil changed in no time flat. Muffler World on Mackey Street is open on Saturdays, 8 to noon.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape.
a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wait for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill him, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. And that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
September 26th edition of Talking Head. Right now, in the company, right up until 6 p.m. And like I say, get into the weekend and try to love yourself a little bit, too. If you listen to the callers, you listen to the texters, okay? There is a tone over this country. People are disgruntled. People are disenfranchised. People are disappointed. And it directly stems from decisions made by this administration. People feeling it. And people are tired of seeing the elite few get taken care of over and repeatedly and everybody else suffering. And, you know, there's a sobering factor out there. You know, a lot of my PLP friends, a lot of PLPs, oh, Northeast Carriers Hunt, but I'm giving you all a bit of information. There are disgruntled PLPs within your ranks that are disenfranchised. And they go in public with it. And that's never been the case before. There's one thing I know, the PLP to circle the wagons and ride it out. But things seem to be changing. A lot of disgruntled behavior. And I think the party affiliation ain't holding them from being disgruntled anymore. Whatever party you rock for, that's fine. But I think as Bahamians, the majority of us are disgruntled and disenfranchised and disappointed and disillusioned and discombobulated from all what's going on. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yes, good day, Nori. to you, and if you have any guests, your guests, and by extension, the wider Bahamas. My quick contribution.
Going on, bro.
My quick contribution today is that with the politics and the way it's going today, there was a time when I said to myself, to vote for a third party is a waste of my vote. And I sit here today and I will say to you right now and to all the listeners, to vote for the PLP or the FNM is a waste of my vote. And one of the more disappointing characters, because it's like a big play, one of the most disappointing characters for me personally is Mr. Warren Miller. And when he was on the other side, he was so outspoken and uprightness that things ain't going right, and he was a standard.
Especially in regards to the environment, right, Gwala?
Yeah, all right.
And to natural resources, and now we got a barge in Abaco that's been there for a year and a half stuck on the reef, one floatingly aimlessly in the bay, and we had a couple oil leaks and not a word said. I feel where you're coming from.
Now, it's like I don't even know one Mr. Miller is in Parliament. I don't even know if he's
constituency.
I don't even know if he's still in the country. I don't know. I honestly
Are you in his constituency?
And lastly, I want to say this. It's off from everything else. I went in Extra Value in Nassau Village just yesterday to buy me a peanut butter. And for some reason, I checked. But you and I want the Bahamian at large ahead of the peanut butter is still at the full price, $24 and some change. And it is expired from April.
From what size peanut butter you buying, brother?
I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it anymore.
But that's the big set you was buying for $24
eight. Right, yeah, the crunchy, the Jeff's country. And I think that whoever is dealing with checking these items, they're not doing a good job at protecting the Bahamians.
Yeah, a lot of expired products, you see, and I wish we'd get to a point in our country where we actually get into farming and provide some of the stuff for Bahamians that we could grow ourselves, because I'm tired of seeing for export only on a lot of the stuff that we get.
No, I'm all for that, you know, Nori. But I'm saying if you're providing a service, to me, that's disingenuous, and that's nasty.
Right,
that's
there should not be outdated products on that shelf, bro. I agree with you.
That's wicked, man. But
and
anyway,
not for $24 a pop.
Thanks for allowing me to speak.
No problem, my brother. Always good to hear from you, man. 4:55 p.m. is the time. It's Friday, people. But like I said, there's a somber tone over certain things when you have conversations in this country. Even young people see it. Young people see it. And when you lose younger generations, that's when your country goes haywire. And obviously, you know, a lot going on in the market, a lot of talks and a lot of noise. You know, this, that, and the other about, you know, foreign nationals voting and so on and so forth. There's a lot all over social media, and we got to wade in the actual factual and what is what. What is actual news? What is actual fake news? But obviously, there's an old saying, but there's smoke, there's fire. And there's too many Bahamians caught on this. And we have to keep an eye on it. We already have it bad in our country as Bahamians. We don't need to be totally displaced in the future. So we need to make sure that certain processes that we have in this country, for lack of a better word, are not compromised. But like I said, that takes more of a Bahamian voice than a political voice. And I think more Bahamians need to unify. And I think it might be time to round up the gang as Bahamians and let people see how we really truly feel. Without political opportunists and without political party, you know, involvement. If you want to come and support, that's fine, but no party colors. There needs to be a statement. There needs to be something done. Our cries can't keep falling on deaf ears over and repeatedly. And that's what seems that seems to be the route we're going. But nonetheless, like I say, gotta keep an eye on it. We're in the midst of silly season. We're in the midst of it. So expect anything. Expect anything. And that's why you have to take in all the information and you're disseminating. And make sure you take it into account and you do your due diligence, you do your fact checking, and you make sure the information is actual and credible. If it's not credible, don't spread it. Don't share it. Now, a couple of things before I go. To the cab driver of TN0231, gray minivan, black tints. It's a Nissan taxi, TN0231. Please stop parking in the handicap parking in Harbor Bay in front of Fresh Market. All right? Absolute ridiculous. And don't fear because you see Mr. Fred Mitchell's driver or Mr. Mitchell Cabinet Minister number 3, Toyota, black. Park up big and bold in the handicap parking in Harbor Bay. Harbor Bay, what's going on then? Botch up your parking lot, make it go in reverse. It's full of potholes, which y'all don't want fixed. And now you've taken away handicap parking up there, only to have the ones, little few left, abused by MPs and cab drivers. You all need to do better up there at Harbor Bay with the handicap parking. Mr. Mitchell, know better, do better. Just because people and like me call you silly septuagenarian or crazy, don't make you handicapped. Keep you bungy and everything else out of the handicap parking. So any driver. And to the cab driver, don't say you had gas. Okay? Let your sticker be big and bold for people to see you in that parking spot, and you don't have none. Stay out of the handicap parking and stop abusing. Anyway, quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be into the 5 o'clock hour. Pearly will be joining us. We'll be talking sports, getting you ready for the weekend and all the sports activity coming up. So keep it right here and got it. The Friday, September 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime.
The new Guardian Radio Sunday is here with a full day of diverse programming, kicking off with the first and last word in sports, The Press Box with Naughty and Earl the Pearl, followed by Temple Time, Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits, Vital Voices, Sisters in Christ, and Your Lane with Coach Trish Hanna, Remark with Garth Roseborough, Let's Talk Together in English with Lady T, Sundays starting at 11 a.m. right here on Guardian Radio 90.
Gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble! He's done it!
Join me, Naughty, Earl the Pearl, and the rest of the crew from the Press Box each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM as we talk sports. All of the Major League sports, Major League Baseball, the NFL, and the NBA each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. 1 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio. It's the Press Box. All the sports, all the time. See you on Sunday.
Oh, yes!
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First, ship them dope and let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I was supposed to be. I can't
close to me. I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. We're not even coming right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hours, about ready to talk sports. Pearlie will be joining us in short order. But right now, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
No, how you doing, Mark?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, this is Sugar Ray from Crystal Palace alumni.
Hey, what's going on, Ray?
Hey, all is well, bro. Listen, two things. I wanted to just chime in. A couple of you callers previously talked about the fact there's one gentleman talking about one of the other talk show hosts who was kind of lambasting the civil servants with regards to them being owed money. Pay the people, man. Sure, we have some bad apples in there, but if you owe the people, pay the people. I understand that the government has obligations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But a promise is a comfort to a fool. You started your opening monologue on the last segment talking about how it is that you, even as an individual, are sick and tired of some things. The Bahamian public are sick and tired of promises. It's the same old, same old, same old, and you're absolutely right, my brother. You hit the nail right on the head when you say that there's an underlying current of people just being downright frustrated. Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Correct.
There's no more hope. It seems like there's no more hope anymore. And I concur with you when you say there's a caller that actually chimed in and said, hey, it may be time for another direction in terms of how it is that our electors are not dumb, but we're so blindly sometimes following the same ideology, the same people over and over again. How many times do they have to dupe us?
But, what I'm saying? Ray, are there viable options, though? Because when you look at the options, you see cracks in their foundation as well, too.
But, you know, I believe, Naughty, honestly and truly, there may not be a viable option today, but down the road. And so can we build with what is there currently?
Right, but then if it's going to be a viable option down the road, then you need to start implementing the things that are going to make it an attractive option down the road to voters.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. What I'm saying is that we cannot allow ourselves to be played. To your point, I wanted to make I want to piggyback on your point, and this is where I was going with that thought. It was simply this. We need to get out, irrespective of what color we wear, and demonstrate our disdain. We just cannot idly sit by and be passive anymore because they're taking us for joke, taking us for granted.
But
you understand what I'm
glad saying? I'm glad I heard from you, because it's individuals like you that could help organize something like that, considering the last time a political opportunist by a delusional PM, so on and so forth. We need an entity that just Bahamians to speak out and say exactly how we feel, regardless of party affiliation.
And that's all actually resonates with me, my brother, because I've seen individuals step forward and try and make an attempt only to be bought off. I have never been political, bro. Never. Understand what I'm saying?
Correct.
And so for me, I just want proper representation for our people. I'm a patriot. So no matter what colors you are, I want to see the best thing happen in this country for our citizens here in the Bahamas. I know you got me on the timer probably, but I want to just pay respect to our brother, man, Clifford Riley, big bro. My Lord, my brother. I can't believe it.
I can't wrap my head around that, man. I know, bro. Clint, over 30,
such
40 years on
dynamic, positive spark in terms of a young man that we would have lost, man. And, you know, to know him was to love him. To be around him, he was just infectious. You know what I mean?
Song that he did years ago before he crossed over to gospel called Situations Be Like That. And the chorus was, Situations Be Like That. Huh? And
yes,
it was so big, bro. And to this day, when my sons go through stuff in life, sometimes I look at them and I quote big, bro. I mean, like, Situations Be Like That. Huh?
Yeah,
and that's the kind of stuff I go hold on, because Cliff always put a smile on my face. Cliff always encouraged me to be funny and do the comedy, and when he would see me, man, give me a joke and this and that, you know. So I could always say that there was always positivity associated with Cliff. That was one dude who gave off positive vibes all the time, boy.
And like you know, I stand on many stages in this country. I too also take pages out of his book. That same line you just used, Situations Be Like That. I find myself using that many, many times over, man. But such a positive spark, gone too soon, my brother. I will certainly miss him, man. And I say condolences, hats off to Mario, his mom, all of the family members, man. He was
Mario and Mario. Like I said, that's the whole Zucru family right there. That's Doughboy, man. So we definitely sending our love and prayers out and positive vibes to him and his family as well, and Cliff's mom as well too. And if you can get out to Diplomat Center to the memorial service this weekend, please do so.
Yes, that's right. Yep. So I'm more than likely to see you there, my brother.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Right. I got to pass. A good day out from you, Ray, and don't be a stranger. Chime in whenever, man. You always got good points. 5:15 p.m. is the time. Let me see if I got a pearly sighting. Do we have a pearly sighting yet? Pearly, you need to chime in, Pearly. We got to talk. I would have thought I would have heard from Pearly early today. Dodgers clinched the division. I thought I would have heard from Pearlissimo. No such luck. But that's all right. The Dodgers did clinch. We'll talk about that. But let's get into today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And on this day, September 26, 1919, the St. Louis Browns defeated the New York Yankees 6-2 in a game that lasted 55 minutes. The game was the second game of a doubleheader. 1962, Maury Wills of the LA Dodgers became the first player to steal 100 bases. He ended the season with 104. 1981, Nolan Ryan of the Houston Astros became the first player to pitch 5 no-hitters with a 5-0 victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers. 1983, the Australia II won the America's Cup. It was the first time in 132 years that a U.S. yacht lost the cup. 1994, the double murder trial for O.J. Simpson began with jury selection. Execution began its closing argument in the murder trial of O.J. Simpson. 1998, Mark McGwire hit home runs 67 and 68 for the season. 1998, Dennis Eckersley of the Boston Red Sox appeared in his 1,071st game. 2012, the National Football League and the NFL Referees Association reached an agreement to end an ongoing referee lockout. On June 4, 2012, the NFL had announced it would be hiring replacement officials after failed attempts to resolve a labor dispute. Sports quote of the day, I always felt that my greatest asset was not my physical ability, it was my mental ability. Bruce Jenner. You know what? I'm not even going to go there. Joke is done closed. I ain't even going down that road. Leave that .com comedian hat off in retirement for a second. Boy. All right, that's a wrap on today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And, of course, let's get up into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Let's check out the local sports scene. And let's jump right on in. First and foremost, Crime Stoppers advance. Boilers bounce back to even series. We talked about that earlier in the week. Jones shot poorly in the series. New York loved Jonquel played well defensively, but had a poor shooting series. The coach got fired in the aftermath of this season. So let's see what the Liberty does next year. New coaching, probably some new players as well. They're going to retool. Team Bahamas named for World Cup qualifier. This is in baseball. A lot of good under-23 talent on that team right there. Bahamas Youth Flag Football League set to begin regular season play. The Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association ordered to hold its elections on October 18th. And sad news from Crime Stoppers, ballers set to meet in the Bahamas Government Departmental Basketball Association Championship. And finally, from sad news, Eddie Ford has passed away. He lost a legend in the sporting community, one of the greatest sportsmen of any era in the Bahamas has passed. Edworth Eddie Ford, who transcended greatness across four sports, passed away on Wednesday evening at age 77. Ford was a Bahamian icon in basketball, softball, baseball, and cricket. Also excelled in track and field, making invaluable contributions to the development of the sports in each. In basketball, he's known for one of the greatest sporting feats of all time in Bahamian sports history, scoring 100 points in a game. In softball, he excelled locally and internationally. And most memorable was the part he played in helping the Bahamas win gold at an international tournament in Mexico, in which he was named MVP. In baseball, Ford reached his highest in minor leagues professionally, playing single-A baseball in the Houston Astros organization. In cricket, he was a fierce batter. Although official documents were never really kept, it is believed that Ford was certainly top five in producing centuries in local competition. His 176 runs not out in London, England in 1976 stands out as one of the substantial individual performances in international cricket for the Bahamas in history. Ford was inducted into Bahamas Sports Hall of Fame in 2016. So very sad to hear of his passing as well, too. And, you know, he's definitely, you know, a good person and somebody that we need more like him in the future. All right, let's get to this first break. And once we get out of this first break, we'll get right back into the 5 o'clock hour and continue talking sports as the Friday, September 26th edition of Talking.
See no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, it's life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me?
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Your solution for rising gas prices and expensive car maintenance has landed. Brand new 2026 electric vehicles from BYD have arrived at Easy Car Sales. Imagine no more gas and major savings on maintenance. Test drive a BYD EV today and save thousands with the car that redefines driving. Visit easy242.com for our three locations, in-house financing, and more. Easy Car Sales, the only authorized BYD dealer and warranty provider in the Bahamas.
You know that one sandwich that's lived in your head rent-free? It's back! The crispy barbecue bacon sandwich craving is real, and it's making everything crunch. KFC's bringing all the flavor you love. The onions, cheddar, bacon, and a juicy extra large filet, all on a buttery toasted brioche bun. It's messy. It's mouth-watering. It's made to crunch. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
See no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it
say the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each
other. Rib, I got you on the Friday, September 26th edition of Talking Heads. Right now, in the company, right up until 6 p.m. Freddie should be zooming in short order.
I'm here. I'm right here. I'm here.
Freddie's here. We continue to talk sports. All right, but Freddie, let me go ahead and say congratulations. Finally, you know, come down to the last of the season. At first, if we were to listen to April, you know, after the first week of the season, you should have given the Dodgers the division crown. By midseason, if we were to listen to you, you should have given it to us. But no, your competition made you earn it. Took you down to the last week of the season. But well-deserved, the back-to-back-to-back-to-back, the fourth straight.
Fourth straight, 12 of the last 13. Can't be double the
state. National League West champions again, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yep, and they had a good game. You know, Freddie came out and put the team on his back last night and gave me two. Me one, Shohei gave me one. I can't complain. It was tough. The Padres gave us a good run. Even the Diamondbacks. We earned this. And taking in mind that the Dodgers had a lot of injuries. And like I said, after his season, he had a AAA pitching staff for most of the season. And we still won the division. That's what I call admirable. And I don't want to say it again, but I question Davey Roberts sometime, but he seems to pull the team through every year.
Lord, there it goes. There it goes. My God. I knew it was coming.
What you know was coming?
You and Davey, but y'all just kill me, you know. Y'all just really, really kill me.
No, some things, some things I see him do. But I understand what he's been doing the last week, really auditioning and saying who was going to be on the playoff roster. And Roky Sasaki came out the other night and looked like Roky Sasaki of Korean KBA from back then. So he looks really, really good. I guess he'll get one more test this weekend and we'll see how he looks. So maybe he'll be on the playoff roster. But I'm excited. I think the Dodgers can do it again.
I'm looking at the Yankees in the toughest division in baseball, tied for first, with 91 wins and 68 losses, which is a game better than your Los Angeles Dodgers. But nonetheless, hey, let's see if my Yankees could pull a page out of your book and run these Toronto Blue Jays down and win this division.
Ooh, you guys got Chicago tonight, eh?
Yes.
That should be pretty. And then I think Boston and Toronto playing each other. Yeah, Detroit,
Crochet did his job the other day, but last night Boston didn't do nothing. They got housed.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll see what happens tonight.
We'll see, but a lot of competitive baseball coming up, though, Pearly. I can't tell you where to lie. I'm looking forward to it.
I was saying on the show yesterday, it's going to go down to the last day as to who makes the playoff. You've got three teams in the East vying for one position and three teams in the West now vying for one position.
Correct.
So, you know, so it's gonna go down to just win and you're there.
Win and you're in.
But for the Mets, just win and you're there. You lose a game, you could be in problems.
All right, Pearly. Well, we got a lot of baseball to play tonight. We need to keep an eye on that. Like I said, a lot of big games tonight. As a matter of fact, let me pull up the schedule. Because like I said, a lot of these games have ramifications tonight.
A whole they lot of them sure do.
St. Louis and the Cubs, no ramifications there. Excuse me, that was early game.
No, the Cubs are already in, yeah.
Twins and the Phillies, nothing there. Phillies already in. Sox, the White Sox take on the Washington Nationals. The Baltimore Orioles play the Yankees tonight.
Oh, okay. I know it was a team up in that area. I wasn't sure.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. Big rivalry between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, but they have just as much of an advantage right now as you guys are playing Baltimore.
No, I don't mind. The Rays actually might. This is a rivalry. They might try to win one in this one.
Yeah, they will try.
But they may try, you know, sour the vibe for the Blue Jays. So I'm hoping that happens.
What you think the Orioles can be trying to do?
Yeah, but we ain't gonna let that happen. Yankees and the Tigers and the Red Sox, wild card ramifications there. That's a good game.
No, that also has ramifications for the Tigers and the Guardians as to if they, you know, win
correct
that division
or not. And the Texans are playing the Guardians in Cleveland tonight.
But they might try to be spoilers.
Mets playing Miami in Miami. Careful of the Marlins.
The Mets need to win.
Pittsburgh and Atlanta, where you put me, nothing happening there. Cincinnati and Milwaukee. Milwaukee's already qualified.
Yeah.
Houston and the Angels. That may be something because Houston's still in the race.
But Cincinnati's still in the race, too. It's between the Mets, Cincinnati,
correct,
and Arizona.
Correct, correct. You stand to be, you corrected me on the Cincinnati. That's right, they are still in it. Diamondbacks still in the hunt, taking on the Padres.
No, Diamondbacks out. The loss last night put them out.
Okay,
they they're out now.
The Padres still in the thick.
Padres is between the Padres. Oh, no, the Diamondbacks are still in it. My bad. Yes, they are. The Diamondbacks are still
in it. That's what I thought.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
And you got the Dodgers in Seattle, which is two good teams. That should be a good game. Both qualified.
Which is a game for the Seattle for because they already clinched, so they're good.
Kansas City Royals and the A's, whatever. And then, of course, the Rockies and the Giants, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But some other good games are definitely going to be played there.
Yeah.
So we'll keep an eye on and see how it pans out. Purdy, let's switch to football real quick. I see the Dolphins have something finally to be excited about. You guys are breaking out your dark winter uniforms for the black with the orange and aqua with strips on the side and the blue lettering. I think it looks good.
Yeah, looks good for Cutter. You better beat the Jets tomorrow.
Yeah, and your boy out of the University of Miami, quarterback Carson Beck, he signed a Netflix deal. He gets $1 million per episode, and he's doing 7 episodes.
Okay.
Well, that's good. I don't think he can make much money in the NFL, so let him make his money now while he can.
That's
all
funny.
Right. And don't forget, set your clocks to 9:30 a.m. because you got a big game from Dublin, Ireland. You got the Minnesota Vikings and the Pittsburgh Steelers kicking off game 1 of week 4 of the NFL season all the way over there in Dublin. So that should be interesting. Cool. Yeah, I like it when they got the 9:30 games, man. You watch that and the game's ready to go.
Ready to go for real.
So, yeah. Now, let's have a little conversation there, Pearly. We got my Dallas Cowboys taking on the Green Bay Packers on Sunday night. I've gone on record and say, you know, I don't see the Cowboys winning that game. Too many injuries. CeeDee Lamb out. And I just think that our defense is just so porous that Green Bay wins the game. But one thing I would try to avoid is the fact that Jerry, and I don't know why Jerry's like getting caught up into the Micah bait. It's like,
yeah,
keep your statement there. Say what you got to say. Don't elaborate on it and keep it moving. I look at both Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons in their current situations and both wish this didn't happen, you know, Bernie.
I believe so. I believe more Jerry than Micah.
Micah don't seem happy in Green Bay because Micah realized they got that state. It's a long way from Dallas, man. But anyway, Rich Eisen had a couple of good points. And he's got a clip we're going to play right here. I'll let Rich break it down for you. Then, you know, you and I can jump back in, get the picks lined up, and get ready for the final 15.
Okay. Micah Parsons coming back to Dallas. And so we heard from Micah first this week when he chatted with the Associated Press. Then we heard from Jerry in his 105.3 The Fan weekly appearance.
Yeah.
Locally in the Metroplex. Then we heard from Micah again talk about how he has not spoken with Jerry at all since OTAs, which is, by the way, the spring, which means they didn't even say a word to each other in training camp when he was sitting there, standing there, various forms of not practicing, all of that.
And
so there really hasn't been a lot of back and forth. That might be a bulletin board thing. And so at least Jerry's done talking for the week, right?
Yeah, of course.
When you say
I got a feeling you're going to tell me he's not.
That's correct.
Oops.
A fan appearance.
Was Jerry driving around and just called
Don't
in?
Don't know. Jerry from Frisco, you're on.
Make no mistake about it, Micah is special, and we all know he is, and he can be disruptive. But we have huge amounts of experience with the anecdotes that we've seen used on us for the last 4 years.
Right.
And while he does make great plays, there is also a way to approach playing against Micah, as we know, because we didn't exactly win the Super Bowl during those years. So bottom line is, when I look at playing him, I think of trying to have him as an advantage when we were playing other teams over the last 4 years. And some plays, it looks beautiful. But then other plays, especially running plays, you can wish you'd have had a different formation.
Wow. I love it. This is why I use the word miracle. Is that what Michael Irvin used to describe Jerry Jones, the NFL, and the Jim Jackson show? Wherever you get your podcasts, Jim's guest this week, Michael Irvin, calls Jerry a miracle.
It's a miracle I haven't signed that paper.
The release of fandom.
Do it.
The Dallas Cowboys.
That's a true
Do
miracle.
It.
Do,
Do
it.
It. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Then, like I said, what would we have to talk about?
Listen, back when Micah was here, there were times when he sucked, and we just need to take the times when he sucked and replicate them for our advantage when it was used against us, his sucking.
Because he's the reason we haven't won the Super
Bowl. You know what I mean?
That's basically
there
what
are
he
times
said.
When other teams did well enough against Micah.
Back.
Because we didn't win the Super Bowl when he was here. So
solely because
now,
of
no, not so. You didn't say that. You
well,
didn't
that's
say
the
that.
Impression.
We didn't exactly win the Super Bowl when he was here.
Look, that's how I heard it. As a Dallas fan,
who came on the air this week and said when you hit 50 home runs with us, you know?
Oh yeah, well, that was an old.
It was an old. I forget. Somebody's like, yeah, if you hit 50 home runs when you're with us,
we don't need.
Somebody
them.
Told that story.
Yeah, it was a story about
I
an old,
who it was.
An old manager.
So
that.
Yeah, I mean, hey, what we need to do is we need to look at the tape is when Micah sucked, and then take that tape and see what the other team did to cause Micah to suck, and we'll be that team now.
And then we do that and make
us sucking.
Yeah. You need to marry that with the Frank Caliendo. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Sunday night football. I just want, again, Jerry, just one last time here. Jerry Jones, go up to Micah before the game. Extend your hand just to mess with him.
He'll shake it.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great. That's what we need. There we go. Hey, you made it all the way to the end. Thanks for that. Check us out.
We're back at you on Neds. Purdy, I mean, do you think it's gamesmanship on the part of Jerry Jones, or do you think both of them feel like, you know, this ended up where we didn't want it to end up?
I don't think they wanted it to end up there. I think Jerry really likes Micah, but he's not going to be the one that looks bad, so he's going to have some gamesmanship. Jerry.
Which is true. Let's get to the phone lines. We got a call. Talking Heads.
Yeah, what's going on, Noah? What's going on, Purdy?
What's going on, 52?
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe water was in the lines on the first call in the first hour, but I had to call back because I got a big joke for you and Bully. You know, y'all only winning because Pickett. Me and Muffet, someone was talking, but y'all didn't know y'all get Pickett, man. I didn't like that, you know.
We made a trade, you know, one team's treasure.
Hold on, I got to ask Bully a question. But Bully, but Naughty, I like y'all offense, so y'all getting on, but I don't like how y'all teach Pickens from us, man. But, you know, because I realized it was always. Pickett to Pickens, right? On Pittsburgh.
Yep.
I was wondering what was going on. I know I knew Pickens. I say, man, let you all get Pickett.
Yeah, need Pickett to Pickens. You got it.
But y'all offense. But y'all offense good, you know. I think y'all can go somewhere. But you said I hear you playing in Dublin. Yeah, I know. So who we got?
Y'all playing Dublin Island. Y'all playing the 9:30 game in the morning. Y'all playing the Minnesota Vikings. And I picked the Minnesota Vikings to beat y'all simply because they got a little bit better defense.
Me too.
Yeah, your boy go off still to Durant?
No, Jared Goff is with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
They traded him.
But anyhow, but I know you're scared in the last game, but anyhow, we can talk next week. I didn't want to call you and start talking about football, but until you all get scared. But I know you were scared the other night, right?
And don't don't forget.
Bugged me with that game the other day. Though. I know what's going on.
Don't forget to chime in on Sunday, man. 11-1. 8:52, don't forget 11-1 on Sunday. We got the press box right here on Guardian Radio. Be sure to chime in and get all your sports info and your NFL info before the kickoff, all right? And Purdy, I want to let you know something. You know, last week when we ended, I called the game with the Chargers, and I said Dicker the Kicker was going to be the hero, 23-20, correct?
You did say Dicker the Kicker. You did.
23-20 was the score, correct?
And then they called his name. I started laughing. My friends said, what you laughing at? I said, it's Dicker the Kicker.
I called it 23-20. Well, last night I've done it again. I caught a Seattle Seahawks 23-20 over the Cardinals on the road. And what was the final score last night?
You know what I really need you to call for me? Them symbols in the Powerball, and I'll be happy.
But you can get them right after I call them for MJ. But you can have a little piece after we win.
I gotcha. All right.
Of the winnings. Let me clarify that.
Man, you been that 400 million. Let's give me 10. I good.
I was going to give you more, but if you only want 10, everything cool.
Man, I'm greedy.
You know, piggy get nice and fat, or I'll go straight to the slaughter.
Yep.
All right, Pearly, let's run them on down. We got a couple of picks we got to get in here tonight. We got the NCAA we're working with, college football, 3 games. And then, of course, we got
WNBA tonight, too.
WNBA tonight, too. And that's exactly what we're going to check out. So let's jump into to college football first. 3 games on tap tonight. And then we'll check out the WNBA. Got some good games tonight, too. Some ranked teams.
Yep.
Number 8, Florida State, -6.5. Virginia, listen. This got trap game written all over it. Give me Virginia +6.5. Offense is outstanding. Their defense is potent. I think they upset Florida State tonight.
I you know something? I hear what you're saying, but I like Florida State tonight. And I can take Florida State on the points. Florida State's really playing some good football.
That's an ACC matchup. These two teams got a rivalry. Give me the Virginia Cavaliers with the 6.5 points.
Okay.
Texas Christian, number 24, TCU, 24 ranked in the country, taking on Arizona State. Give me TCU +2.5, but more importantly, the over of 54.5. Both these teams score. Both these teams got issues on defense. Points will go up in this one. I just think TCU got the better quarterback, so I'm going to lean with them. I'm going to take the 2.5 points and the over of 54.5.
I can ride with you on this one. I like what you're saying. I agree.
You got Houston against Oregon State. 13.5 is a big cover on the road. I like Houston in the money line to win this game for sure.
I like Houston and the points, to tell you the truth. They score a lot of points. I like
that. They do. The over in that is another one you can definitely look at as well, too.
Yeah.
That's only over a 47.5. Oregon allows 36 points a game. Yeah, give me the over in that for sure. All right, let's check out the WNBA. Las Vegas Aces -4 over the Indiana Fever. I like the Vegas Aces to wrap this up. A lot of people saying Indiana going to make this. I think Vegas smells blood in the water, and I think they get it over and done with tonight. Might be a tight game since it's in Indiana, so just give me the Vegas Aces and the money line to be safe.
I agree with you. I think Indiana snuck the Aces in that first game, and the Aces say, hold on, check yourself. I think they can make it. I'm going to take the Aces with the points tonight. I think they're going to walk all over Indiana tonight and send a strong message to the Minnesota Lynx.
But the Lynx should be worried because Phoenix should actually be up 2-0 in this series. They're throwing 2 games away.
That's why Minnesota ain't gonna give it a chance tonight. Minnesota can step up to the game today.
No, listen, Phoenix. I like Phoenix to stay alive. I like them with the 4 points.
I'm gonna take Minnesota on the points tonight too.
I'm gonna take the Mercury +4.
That's fine. So we disagree. We disagree on this one. Okay.
And you got a 1 game lead on me in the Guardian picks. But it's early in the season, and I can run you down in short order. I only want you 1 game in front of me so you can look over your shoulder and know I come in to pass you.
Time will tell, my brother. Time will tell.
Correct. And tell Richard Rudolph.
I had a good start last night, so let's see if it continues.
Me too. And tell Richard Rudolph, stop sleeping in the graveyard with Booty Number Buck and coming up with all these Hong Kong free picks that actually.
I'm sure he's listening. He heard you.
Yeah, that's my boy, but he's come up with, I don't know, but he's beat a lone pot cake on couple and get him right, too.
I know, and he's bragged with that, too.
Yeah, boy, he got big kahunas to put some of them off. I ain't mad at him at all.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But anyway, we got our time, man. Probably I'll see you Sunday for the press box at 11. And until then, enjoy your sports, enjoy your Dodgers. Congratulations, and may my Yankees get a division championship tonight.
Time will tell. Hope so too, because I want to play the Yankees in the World Series again. I want to show last year wasn't a fluke.
There you go. So we got Rich Eisen likely in the NFL this weekend. Listen out for that. And for Pearly, for MJ, and everybody who chimed in, called in, texted in, and Mr. Super Producer, We'll see you Sunday right here on the Press Box and next week right here on Talking Heads.
Ciao, ciao.
Tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta talk, just learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. I was supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King, only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street.
With delivery to all family islands.
The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John's Shoes and Accessories September sale has begun, and you don't want to miss out on the greatest savings event of the year. 25% off items for men, women, and children, including appliances. 15% off brands like Timberland, Skechers, Steve Madden, and more. And don't forget John's Careware for 25% off nursing, hospitality, and chef uniforms, as well as John's Fashion for 25% off women's fashion clothing. Shop big savings with John's Palmdale or Carmichael Road from now until September 30th. We put fashion at your feet.
More likely.
Never say never, but never.
Ah, yes. What do you have over there, Chris Brockman? It's a big Friday. What's more likely? Hit it.
Big Friday. What's up, everybody? You guys are good. Let's talk about Micah and Dallas playing against each other on Sunday night. Where is it on my list here? More likely to be the higher total Sunday night, boys. Micah Parsons sacks. Or Dak Prescott touchdown passes.
Oh, I'll go Dak Prescott touchdown passes for you, TJ.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous.
Well, he's going to throw 8 in the game then? Because okay, Mike is
that's not going to happen. That won't happen. That won't happen. So I'll go. Let's say Dak has 2. Dak throws 2. Micah gets 1.5 sacks. I think that's a feasible thing, right? 1.5 sacks would be a nice night for Micah.
It's a good night.
I'd prefer a number closer to 0.
I don't think that's going to happen either.
Are you secretly rooting for Micah to do well, TJ?
Absolutely he is.
No.
Why?
Because him doing well will have an outcome on the game. So if he does well, we're definitely going to lose.
But I think you kind of don't like the Cowboys anymore in a weird way.
You know, it depends on what day you ask me.
Today's that day.
I'm cool with him.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'll go Dak touchdown. 1.5 sacks, by the way, would be a nice night for him, because then there'll be some quarterback pressures on top of it. But I think, you know, Dak and this offense has done very well. No CD is problematic.
Yeah, if only we hadn't lined him up in the backfield for stupid play, and he hurt his ankle and is out 4 weeks.
For a stupid play.
Yeah, stupid.
Is that what the play's called? Was stupid?
They better read it.
Everybody, let's run stupid.
Let's get 88.
Let's get 88 in the backfield, and let's run stupid on three. Go. 1, 2, 3.
Stupid.
That's right. Here he goes.
Rich, you think the NFC North?
Here we go, stupid.
You think the NFC North is still the best division, right? NFC North?
I think it is, sure.
More likely division to get 3 playoff teams, NFC West, NFC North.
I'll go NFC West right now, because if we said beforehand that Minnesota might be the team that loses out on a playoff spot and the Seahawks get in, I still think the Rams are getting in.
Yeah.
49ers are the issue too, huh?
3-0. They lead the division.
I know.
Everybody's hurt. Well, not everybody, but.
They're probably going to beat Jacksonville, right? Purdy's back.
What about the AFC North? Steelers, Ravens, and the Jake Browning-led Cincinnati Bengals. I'm not giving up on that. By the way, there's a whole Monday to preview Bengals and Broncos for me to keep on doubling down.
Which means there's still time for you to get on First Take.
Get on First Take.
You might want to leave that one alone.
Have I had my last take on First Take? What do you think?
Well, if you keep going down this Jake Browning one.
If Jake Browning throws for 500, I don't know, maybe.
They'll have you back.
Struggling second-year wide receiver, more likely to break out this weekend. We saw Marvin Harrison kind of break out last night. How about Brian Thomas Jr. or Malik Nabers?
I'll go Malik Nabers, man. What's going on with Brian Thomas Jr.? Did he hurt his wrist, too?
Yeah, I mean.
Celebrating a catch?
I have no idea.
I have no idea what is going on there,
it's very
dude.
Bizarre.
Jeez.
I mean, they've both been pretty terrible.
The Niners' defense has been really terrific, but so have the Chargers. What am I thinking here?
Yeah, but Malik is.
Man,
Malik
Nabers
is.
He's ridiculous.
I know.
Brian Thomas did have that, like, 40-yard catch at the end of the game.
I think Brian Kelly would have a problem with this question. It's the wrong LSU question to ask.
Right.
Why not both?
Why not both?
I'll go Malik Nabers.
I could have went struggling LSU receiver.
Yeah, I just assumed that.
Yeah, we assumed that's why you're connecting these two. Yeah. Okay, very good.
Yeah. More likely backup quarterback to get a second straight win, Carson Wentz, Marcus Mariota.
I'll go Mariota. Carson Wentz against the Steelers defense, I think they're licking their chops.
The Steelers, what Steelers defense?
The one that knocked the ball loose 20 times against your team?
I don't think they had anything to do with it.
Well, get out of here, man.
The Pats players stink and can't hold on to the ball.
Somebody had, they didn't just drop it.
Yeah. That reminds me of Stevenson basically just dropped it 4 times.
No, he didn't.
Well, at least one of them.
Get out of here,
he
dude.
Was walking into the end zone.
By the way,
again, ball.
I don't know if this is going to get me on First Take at all. I saw a topic bar there. Like, which quarterback would you rather have or trust or whatever in that game, Carson Wentz or Aaron Rodgers? It's just like, that's an offensive question.
Yeah, that's a little disrespectful.
To Wentz, obviously.
Well, come on. Stop it, dude. Get out of here, man. Carson Wentz has been bouncing around, and he had one nice, it was a good game.
I think he's on, his 6th different team in the last 6 years?
Yes.
This man was 3 Stop games it. Away from being MVP of the NFL.
I know that.
What happened?
Aaron Donald. He decided to jump for the end zone head first, and Aaron Donald was in the hole.
What if I told you?
That kind of changed everything. Yada, yada, yada. There's a statue of Nick Foles out front of the stadium.
I mean, has anyone ever been so close to greatness and just have it, ripped away from them?
I'll go Mariota in Atlanta rather than Carson Wentz against the Steelers in Ireland.
So, Rich, you agree with Chris that this is a revenge game?
Mariota revenge game.
Yes, I'm now turning it around.
Okay.
More likely, quarterback running back duo for more combined yards on Sunday: Jackson Dart and Scataboo.
Scataboo.
Herbie and Omarion.
Really?
Well, the Giants are going to be trailing, so I imagine Dart can. Back
I'll
up
go
some
Herbert
yards.
In Hampton.
I don't know if they're going to need to throw it.
Okay, I'm going to go 3-0. I'm going 3-0 versus 3-0.
I'm starting.
Man, I mean, 3-0 versus 0-3. I'm taking the 3-0.
The Giants winning this game would be great for content.
By the way, Rich, yesterday.
So are the Chargers great for content. Nah. You don't think a 4-0 team that's practicing down the street would be good for the Rich Eisen show?
Are they coming in here to celebrate with us on Monday?
I don't know.
I'm just saying it's good for content if the Jackson Dart balls out and wins.
I think it would be great for the Giants fans.
Rich, you might not have heard this story in the control room yesterday, but I picked the Giants to win this game.
Oh, good for you. I hadn't heard that from the.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention.
I was not.
Yeah. That spread should not be 6.5. More likely, is it Baker leads another last-minute comeback win or the Chiefs to 1-3?
Obviously, the Chiefs dropping to 1-3 is likely as it is that Baker does it again. I think this is a false choice that you're making me make.
What?
It is. They're both highly likely to happen. What? The Chiefs losing to the Ravens at home is likely, and Baker Mayfield leading another. I'll go. It's more likely that there's a one in, that the Chiefs go 1-3. Because how likely is it that you do it for a fourth straight time?
That was kind of the point of the question.
I mean, those are just not that he can't do it, just the fact that it's done three times in a row, and it would it happen for a fourth?
Yeah, they've won on the last play of the game 3 weeks in a row. You want to do it again 4 in a row?
All right, screw it. I'll take Baker.
Okay, that was the point of the question.
Okay, I'll take Baker. Okay, I'll take Baker.
A dog with a bone.
I don't know where we went with.
What was that all about?
I don't know. Did you accidentally hit a Bill Pullman drop?
No, he made you do that.
Okay, got it.
Like a dog. I get it.
They don't always work.
No, I get it now.
Is it more likely Kerry Williams has another 4-touchdown game or Ashton Jeanty gets his first 100-yard game?
I'll go Ashton Jeanty gets his first 100-yard game.
We need to speak this into existence.
Oh, my gosh. I think we're one poor Ashton Jeanty performance away from, like, why did you make him change his stance?
Oh, that take. Interesting.
You know, like, yeah. Let him loose. Like, it's Boise State. They're two games like that away from saying, just paint the turf blue.
Why'd you take him sixth overall?
I'll go that way. Another 4-touchdown game is a tall order against Max Crosby, dude. So I'll go Ashton Jeanty. Another 100-yard game. Let's go. Here we go.
More likely to be the bigger number.
Is a pirate.
More likely to be the bigger number. Cal Raleigh homers this weekend, or 4-0 teams still left on Monday.
Okay. Well, obviously there's going to be one fewer. There won't be a 4-0. Let's put it this way: there won't be two 4-0 teams emerging from Tampa. So that's one fewer one.
Right.
San Francisco could win, so that's a one right there. I think Indianapolis loses to the Rams, so that's two there. That's gone. Who else?
Bills play the Saints, so that's two.
That's two. I'll go. There'll be a higher number of 4-0 teams left on the weekend. Okay. I don't know if Raleigh going to even play all three games.
Oh, I don't know. It depends.
Why not?
He's got a chance to get the AL record.
I know. And not just that. They have a chance to be the. Speaking of record in the AL, they could have the best record in the AL.
Yeah.
I'll just go 4-0 teams on Monday. Just say that. Got one more.
Last one.
One more. I did not know that.
That's my boy.
I did not know this. More likely to be larger total here. Bills winning margin.
Against New Orleans.
That's like a 15.5 spread. Or the Team USA's final score in the Ryder Cup.
Oh, I'll go Bills winning margin. Because you need 14.5 to win the Ryder Cup right now, right?
Right.
It's not looking good right now.
Well, they're doing better in the afternoon four ball situation.
The Ryder Cup seemed better at four ball.
They're better with four ball.
Okay. Oh, I like this. By the way, the Ryder Cup team has the same color scheme as the Bills.
Hey.
Look at that.
Hey now.
I'll take the Bills winning margin.
You think blowout city?
I do.
Yeah.
A lot of train whistles, man. A lot of train whistles with the Saints coming to town.
That's such a high spread, too.
Hey, you made it all the way to the end. Thanks for that. Check us out every single day streaming live on Disney Plus and the ESPN app 12 to 3 Eastern.
No changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself?